From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns begins the fifth in a series of messages on the I Am statements of Christ as found in the Gospel of John. On seven occasions in John, the Lord Jesus used of Himself that name which belongs to God alone, the name by which God revealed Himself to Moses in the burning bush, I Am that I Am. The text for this message is verses 10 through 18 of John chapter 10. In verse 11, the Lord Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd layeth down his life for the sheep. Implicit in this statement is Christ's claim to be the exclusive shepherd. In other words, a declaration of his deity. In the course of this portion of the message, Dr. Cairns traces the figure of the divine shepherd through the Old Testament scriptures and shows that Jesus Christ alone fulfilled those requirements. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith Checkbook. Our devotional today bears the title, Always First in Fellowship. The text is Mark chapter 16 and verse 7. He goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. Where he appointed to meet his disciples, there he would be in due time. Jesus keeps his tryst. If he promises to meet us at the mercy seat, or in public worship, or in the ordinances, we may depend upon it that he will be there. We may wickedly stay away from the appointed meeting place, but he never does. He says, where two or three are met together in my name, there am I. He says not, there will I be, but I am there already. Jesus is always first in fellowship. He goeth before you. His heart is with his people. His delight is in them. He is never slow to meet them. In all fellowship, he goeth before us. But he reveals himself to those who come after him. There shall ye see him. Joyful sight! We care not to see the greatest of mere men, but to see him is to be filled with joy and peace. And we shall see him, for he promises to come to those who believe in him, and to manifest himself to them. Rest assured that it will be so, for he does everything according to his word of promise, as he said unto you. Catch at those last words, and be assured that to the end he will do for you as he said unto you.
Peace be to you and grace from him who freed us from our sins, who loved us all and shed his blood that we might saved be. Sing, holy, holy, holy to our Lord, the Lord Almighty God, who was and is to come. Sing, holy, holy Lord. Rejoice in heaven, O ye that dwell therein.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. Now, this morning we continue to consider the great I Am statements of the Lord Jesus Christ in John's Gospel. And we're coming to the 10th chapter of John. John's Gospel, chapter 10. Last week we read the first 9 verses and dealt with the statement of Christ, I am the door. But today we take up at verse 10 and we read through the end of verse 18. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his precious word for his name's sake. The Lord Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and am known of mine. The good shepherd. I suppose that in all of Scripture, that is the best known, probably the most beloved figurative description of the Lord Jesus Christ, and rightly so. The figure of the shepherd is one that the Bible uses, starting in the book of Genesis, through the Old Testament, and then again through the New Testament. The Lord Jesus Christ evidently recognized this. And so when he said, I am the good shepherd, he did so to teach some far-reaching truths. In essence, what he was saying is that in the Word of God, the true shepherd of God's people, of the Israel of God, the true shepherd is clearly identified. And I am that shepherd. In the Word of God, the purpose and the actions of the good shepherd are clearly described. And I have come personally to fulfill that description. He gives a little detail here. By laying down my life, I will procure and assure the life of my sheep. And then I will take up my life again and lead all my sheep to their promised destiny. That's all in the statement of the Savior, I am the good shepherd. So as we continue to think on these seven I am statements of Christ, we come to think of him as the Good Shepherd. And considering this, I want us to examine simply and briefly three ways in which the Lord Jesus speaks of himself as the shepherd, ways that will enable us to see what he says about himself, about his mission or his commission from the Father, and the actual work that, as the shepherd, he performs. In looking at this, I want to make the point first and foremost that the Savior shows himself and describes himself as the divine shepherd. Notice the words carefully. I am. And the emphasis, as in all these statements, is I and I alone. I am the Good Shepherd. And notice carefully the insertion of the definite article, I am the Good Shepherd. I had cause to say last week that I disagreed with the interpreters who, in dealing with the opening part of the chapter, made the shepherd in verse 2 refer to the Lord Jesus. There is a very intricate way in which they try to get to that conclusion. I'm not going to go into it again today. But it's interesting there that though our version says, he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd, that is not what the Greek text says. It's simply saying that he who enters by the door is a shepherd. A shepherd enters by the door. This is dealing with shepherds in general. But here the Lord Jesus is singular in his description. He is emphatically dealing with the one true shepherd, in some sense, the only shepherd. And he says, I am the Good Shepherd. Now, I have no doubt at all that in making this statement, the Lord Jesus intended, as in all these great I am statements, to claim two things. He intends to claim first that he is truly the God who is presented in Scripture. And second, he intends to claim that he is the Messiah promised in Scripture. Now, at this point of the message, I'm dealing simply with the claim to deity. He's claiming to be the divine shepherd. If you take your Bible, you'll discover that in the Old Testament, the Lord Jehovah himself is identified as the unique and the true shepherd of Israel. Genesis 49, verse 24, gives us the blessing of Jacob from his deathbed upon Joseph. And he says in verse 24, his bow abode in strength. The arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. And here you have a description, and without trying to be technical at all, I think there's a lot to be said for the way one of the most famous commentators in the Old Testament treats this text, where he takes the God of Jacob, the shepherd, and the stone of Israel as being the source of the blessing and the strength that Joseph is said to be receiving. This is a prophecy, not then simply to be fulfilled in the life of Joseph, but in the years to come through the tribe. And this is the promise, the God of Jacob, the shepherd, the stone. Of course, the stone or the rock are descriptions that are uniquely given to God, Jehovah, through the Old Testament. And here we have this triple description. And in the middle of it, you've got the statement, the shepherd. So in the very first book of the Bible, we have this identification of the Lord himself as the shepherd of his people. We were singing this morning from the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah is my shepherd. That is an absolute and a clear identification. In Psalm 80, verse 1, the psalmist is praying, "Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock." Now here's the identification. "Thou that dwellest between the cherubims." That's a reference to the Shekinah glory of God, overshadowing the mercy seat. You remember the mercy seat covered the Ark of the Covenant. At each end of the mercy seat, there was a cherub. The cherubim were the emblems of God's judgment. Starting back in Genesis 3, when the cherubim barred with a flaming sword the way to the tree of life on pain of death. They barred the way. They were the emblems of judgment. That mercy seat on the Day of Atonement was sprinkled with the blood of the sacrifice. And there the judgment of God is looking down satisfied on the shed blood of the sacrifice of atonement. And there above the mercy seat, there is the dwelling of the Shekinah glory. What a picture of the full and perfect redemption that there is in the Lord Jesus Christ. God's judgment satisfied, God's glory dwelling in Christ and through Christ with his people. This is the very God of Israel. And how is he described? The shepherd of Israel who leads Joseph like a flock. Isaiah takes up the same theme in chapter 40. And in verse 9 he says, toward the end of the verse, "Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule with him, or for him. Behold, his reward is with him, his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young." Again, the identification that, behold your God, the Lord God. He's the one who comes as the shepherd of Israel. We were reading this morning in Ezekiel 34. That's a chapter that largely does two things. Number one, it exposes and denounces the false shepherds of Israel. False teachers, false prophets, men who stood up in the name of the Lord and delivered a lie. Men who said, "I see," but they had received no vision from God. Men who said, "Thus saith the Lord," but what they spoke was the word and the work of Satan. And the Lord was denouncing them. They were rapacious thieves and robbers, murderers, killers, and ruiners of God's flock. But over against that, he sets up himself. We read in verse 12, "As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day." You can go on through Scripture. The Old Testament is absolutely clear. The shepherd of Israel is Jehovah. The shepherd of God's sheep is none less than God himself.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.